Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 5613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Mem Hei, Menachas 45a, pagination is 89. We have a number of examples of what seem to be contradictions between the book of Yecheskel and basic psukim or basic knowledge of Torah. And they were not really considered contradictions because we know that Yecheskel was a Torah observant Jew, to put it simply. He's a Navi, he's one of the great Nevi'im. The Mare of Yecheskel, the vision of Yecheskel, is of the Kisei HaKavod itself. Yecheskel's very great. This is not our issue, but as the Gemara will explain, there was discussion that the book should be nignaz. It should be hidden away from general reading, learning, because there are things in it that seem to contradict Torah. And the average Jew might not fully appreciate the depth, the resolutions, the understandings that are involved. So our Gemara gives a number of examples. We'll see how many we can do. Starting from almost the top of the page, we're about 12 lines down. The first word on the line is Kitani, and then we begin. There's a statement in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Vav, Pasuk Vav, Uvayoma Chodesh, regarding Rosh Chodesh, you should take Par Ben Bakar, one bull, Tamim, Vishisha Kivasim, actually it says Tamimim in the plural in the Pasuk, Vishisha Kivasim, and six of the Kvasim, Va'ayil Tamimim Yihiyu, and one Ayil. And the problem over here is that in Parshas Pinchas, where the Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh, the first of the month, are mentioned, we find that it's Parim Shnayim, two bulls, indeed ayil echad, one ayil, but kivasim are shiva, seven kivasim. So, par matamad lomar, what does it mean, singular of the bull? Lefishen emar betora parim, since the pasuk says in the plural, which is two, how do you know the halacha that if you can't get two, that you would do one? Talmud lomar par. So in the book of Yecheskel, it specifically says the word par in the singular to let you know that there would be cases where you would only bring one. That would be a case where you only have one. And this is expounding on the statement of the Mishnah on the facing page, which states, Haparim v'ha'elim v'akvasim eino ma'akvim ze'ezeh. These animals are not necessary for one another, but rather you do as many of the mitzvah as you're able to do. And therefore, I imagine in general, they were able to do them all, but in a time of siege, it's possible that they indeed were not able to do them all, and the mitzvah does not hinge one on the other, and they have to do as many as they can. Likewise, Shisha Kivasim, Yecheskel talks of six. Matam Aloma, Levisha Kaza B'Torah Shiva. Torah talks of seven. Uminayin Shim La Matzah Shiva Yavi Shisha. How do you know if you don't have seven, you're supposed to bring the six that you can? Talmud Lomar Shisha. That's what Yecheskel was talking about, to teach you a new halacha, that in this case, if you can't do them all, this is what you would do. And if we think about it, we know Ma'akvim Zezeh was our topic for a while over here. In Tefillin, if you could only write three parshios, or you only have three parshios, that's not Tefillin, it has to be all four. If you don't have all of the Arba Minim for Sukkis, Lulav Esrog Hadas Maravos, is there any point of taking what you have, other than Zecher? Okay, just to remember that there's such a mitzvah, but is there any intrinsic reason? Is it a mitzvah or not? And this is what Yechezkel is teaching us, that these are mitzvahs independent of one another, which is codified in our Mishnah, and our Gemara is expounding upon it and giving us the source. Uminayin shem lo matza shisha yavi chamisha. If you don't have six, you would bring five. Chamisha yavi arba, you would bring four if that's what you have. Arba yavi shlosha, you don't have four, you'll bring three. Shlosha yavi shnayim, you would bring two. Vafilu echad. Tamalama vela kivasim kasher tasig yado. Whatever you're able to do, that's what's being taught here. So once you know, you should do whatever you can. So why do I have to know the number six? It's telling you the maximum that you can do, you have to try to do. It's not one or all or whatever interpretation you would give over here. It's indeed each one is its mitzvah and you have to do as many as you can. So that's one example, and we could imagine how stark and scary this was to read a pasuk in Chumash and then to read a pasuk in Yechezkel, both about Rosh Chodesh, giving you two different numbers, one telling you seven kvasim and one telling you six kvasim. And unless you have an explanation, the book of Yechezkel becomes a confusing book. Let's continue. Skipping a line, Ko amar Hashem Elokim, so says Hashem, Barishon, Be'echad Lachodesh, in the first month, on the first of the month, that's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Tikach parben boker tome v'chatas, v'chiteses ha-mikdash, Omer Rab Yechanan parsha zu Eliyahu asad l'dorsha. Rab Yechanan says, I don't know what this is talking about. Eliyahu HaNavi will have to come and explain what this is talking about. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, indeed, on the calendar, in the Jewish historical calendar, was a special day. It was the inauguration of the Mishkan in the desert. Rabbi Yechanan says, I don't know what Yechezkel is talking about when he says this. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi said, Miluim hekrivu b'mei Ezra k'derech shekrivu b'mei Moshe. In the time of Ezra, they brought inaugural karbanos similar to the inaugural karbanos brought in the time of Moshe. Ezra was dedicating the second Beis HaMikdash, and he brought certain karbanos similar to what Moshe brought in the desert. And that's what this pasuk is talking about, that on the first of Nisan, there'll be inauguration. Tanya Nami Hachi, we indeed learnt like this in a braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Parshazu Eliyahu Asad Ledorsha. Rabbi Yehuda used the expression, only Eliyahu could explain this one. Omalo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Milume Krivi B'mei Ezra, G'derech She Krivi B'mei Moshe. There were inaugural karbanos on that day, similar, reminiscent to those in the time of Moshe. Omar lo, and he told him, Tanuach daitcha sheinach de daiti. I grant you a blessing of serenity because you've brought serenity to me. I couldn't figure this out and you helped me. Another example. This one is well known because it is the Haftorah for Parshas Emor. Animals that did not have a proper shechita, birds, animals, kohanim can't eat them. Kohanim hu de lo yochlu, ha Yisrael achli. I don't understand. Kohanim are restricted in this way, but regular Jews are allowed to eat treif? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Parsha zu Eliyahu asad l'darsha. Rabbi Yochanan said, Eliyahu will have to figure this out. We don't know. We know Yechezkel was a righteous prophet, but we don't know how to understand this pasuk. Ravina Omar, Ravina said, Kohanim it's derichle. Kohanim need a special pasuk to teach you that they can't eat non-properly shecht meat. Why? Sakadayta chamina, hoel v'yishtari malika ligabayu. There's a special way of killing a bird called malika, which is nipping it in the reverse way of shechita, from the back of the neck, and kohanim are allowed to eat from such a, like a shechita, it's not a shechita. So I would think, Tishtari Namina Velu Trefa, maybe they're permitted, maybe Kohanim have this like wild card, they're allowed to do different things that other people can't. Kamash Malon, the Pasuk in Yechezkel reminds you or affirms that Kohanim have the same halacha as everybody else in terms of kashrus, and there's a special law of Malika in the Beis HaMikdash. We'll skip the next case, and at the end of a line, about six lines later, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, Zachar Oso Ha'ish L'Tov, there's a person who shall be remembered for good. He actually dedicated many, many days to this endeavor of understanding the book of Yechezkel and making sure that everything was understood. I don't really want to use the word reconcile because that, it just grates on the ears as if somehow Yechezkel might have been wrong or something. He's a righteous prophet, but they had to work it through. They had to learn the book of Yechezkel properly. V'chanina ben Chizkia Shemo, remember him for good. His name is Chanina ben Chizkia. She'el molayu nigna sefer Yechezkel, because if not for him, the book of Yechezkel would have been closed off from people. It wouldn't have been considered part of our regular study. Shahayu Devarav Sosum Divrei Torah. There are statements there that seem to contradict the Torah. Ma'osa, what did he do? He'ela Shalosh Meos Garvi Shemen. He took 300 containers of oil so that he should have plenty of oil to burn the lamp. V'yasha Ba'aliyah V'darshu. And he spent time in a closed-off area, a second story, a private area, and he studied and explained. And from him, we have the affirmation that Yechezkel should still be included and studied because he was able to explain in a way that people would understand what it was that Yechezkel was saying and that it wasn't contradicting Torah. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.